It has become a custom each year for the graduating class to select a senior speaker to represent them. It is with pleasure that I introduce the 2009 senior class speaker, Sean Bullock, from Chesterfield, Virginia. He is an English literature major with a minor in psychology. Sean has been on the dean's list every year that he has been here. He has been accepted by at least a dozen graduate schools in literature MA programs and has decided to accept an invitation from Duquesne University. Please welcome me in welcoming Sean.
Do you want to stand on this and flip it up? Do you want to stand on this and flip it up?
Hello. I'd first like to thank you for the opportunity to address you, and I got to hang out with some pretty cool people, so it's pretty neat for me. I'd also like to thank the rain for letting us graduate like rock stars, because, yeah, it's pretty sweet. Like any good academic, I'm always excited by the prospect of a captive audience. And I want you to know at the outset that I intend to revel in this opportunity because I have a microphone and you still don't have your diplomas. Of course, why we don't want a diploma at all is a question worth considering, which I'll now do for you because I have a monopoly on the floor. Like most people here, at some point I received a bit of mail from Knox College. I'd never heard of Knox College, really didn't have a desire to come to Illinois, and frankly was not a fan of purple. However, my mother insisted that I apply. I would have refused, but since the common application made it so it was no extra work to get her off my back, I did so. Hi, Mom. After being accepted to Knox, I received a phone call from a student here. I asked a lot of questions, but I'll never forget one in particular. I said, "What is there to do in Galesburg?" There was an uncomfortably long pause. Immediately followed by the reluctant reply, "Well, we have a Target and a Walmart." With that encouragement, in the fall, we left from Chesterfield, Virginia to come to Galesburg, Illinois. I've since seen many beautiful parts of Galesburg. However, the exit from 74 onto Main Street is not one of them. With that as my image of Knox, I was already homesick. I missed the mountains, the beach, anything that wasn't flat and windy. I couldn't have known then how much I would truly enjoy my time here. Sure, there was the ubiquitous awkward period in which I clung to a group of ill-suited friends who had no common interest save for not wanting to sit alone in our rooms. But very quickly, real relationships began to form. It wasn't hard to meet people here. After all, no matter who you were or where you were from, we could all come together and complain about FP. Which actually reminds me of my honors project. And yes, part of my training as an academic includes the ability to relate any topic to that of my most recent publication. Continuing, for my project, I sat down with faculty, administration, and students to ask, what is it we are really doing here? I received a great many answers, but part of my direction was towards Knox's motto, which is, of course, the freedom to flourish. In an interview with Jennifer Smith, she said to me that this also means the freedom to fail. In our own quiet ways, we have all failed here. There are books that none of us read, discussions we didn't take part in, volunteer opportunities passed up for perhaps more illicit behavior. But these are failures which have taught and shaped us. We have had the freedom to flourish, and despite a few missteps, we have done so. With that, I want to issue a caution. We are entering into a terrible economy. The planet is heating up, the ice caps are melting, and surely a day after tomorrow style disaster is looming around the corner. I haven't actually seen the movie, but from the previews, things do not look good. Having said that, I want you to forget about it. The great minds in history were not ruled by fear, and if we are to be strong in our convictions, we must realize that staying in our comfort zone always means making compromises. I want to say to you all, do not compromise. It will not be easy. You may lose a job or a friend, but it is complacency, laziness, and fear which perpetuate inequity. Anyone can be an idealist in college, and it is only when we accept reality as unchangeable that we lose those ideals. I do not mean to say that we should be extremists or unwilling to change our minds, but rather that fear of failure, discomfort, or rejection should never be factors in creating our values. I once thought a degree was a resume supplement, but now I understand what it really represents. My Knox College diploma will hang from my wall as a statement that I've spent years, four to be precise, reading, thinking, and questioning how and why the world works. It means that I'm aware of my responsibilities as a citizen and a human being to be a force for change, for the better. There will always be a temptation to go the easy way, but it is my hope that we will resist it. We leave here today with ideas, with hopes for the future, and dare I say it, with dreams. Now, Knox College class of '09, let's go out and make them happen. Thank you.